Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So wrote a man who had known more than his fair share of difficulty and suffering. His name, we know him as Paul, the Apostle of Jesus Christ. In one brief sentence, Paul gave us the key to unlocking the door to a relationship of blessedness and gratitude. In simple terms, he is saying that Thanksgiving is not a holiday to be celebrated, rather an attitude of your heart to be daily observed, because no matter how difficult the circumstances of your life, whether you are in a hospital bed or enjoying health, wealth, and happiness, God is in control. Thanksgiving didn't begin with the Pilgrims in 1621, when Governor William Bradford proclaimed a day of thanksgiving and feasting, remembering that God had turned drought to rain and brought a simple harvest to the Pilgrims in New England. Some 1,400 years before, Paul instructed the Thessalonians to be thankful. Jews were instructed to celebrate deliverance from Egypt, a custom still observed in the Feast of the Tabernacle or Sukkot. When the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt, Nehemiah instructed the people to stop working and celebrate a season of thanksgiving. Consistently down through history, where there has been celebration and commemoration for a victory or an event, there has been feasting and special foods. Yes, the American Pilgrims had reason to be thankful. The terrible New England winters took their toll. More than half the people who made the long journey across a cold, stormy ocean eventually passed away. No wonder they celebrated when they had promise of making it through another winter. In 1680, the Massachusetts Bay Colony recognized a day of Thanksgiving, making it official. By 1858, 28 states and two U.S. territories officially recognized a day of Thanksgiving. And since 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the fourth Thursday of November to be Thanksgiving Day, subsequent American presidents followed the same pattern. No matter where you live on planet Earth, every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. For what should you be thankful? Well, don't limit your gratitude to my list, but may I mention some of the things I'm thankful for? First, I thank God for the assurance that I belong to Him, that He has forgiven me and brought me into the kingdom of His dear Son. Then I'm thankful for my family and friends. I must tell you, God has so graciously touched my life with His favor. Yes, I'm thankful not only for His grace that meets me at the point of my weakness, but honestly, I'm thankful as well for what has not happened. I thank God for the bumps in the road, the challenges that bring me face to face with my weakness and cause me to cry out to God for His help and provision. I know He has provided, as opposed to something that just happened. I'm thankful in a world of turmoil, our great God will allow nothing to happen that escapes His attention or ability to prevent. That's why Paul wrote, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Mark it in your Bible. And what of the future? It will arrive just one day at a time. And when tomorrow comes, God's Son will be there to take my hand and walk with me through the valley of life. Yes, in everything, give thanks.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.